We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy, Tara.
All right, still talking about this man-caused disaster. What the actual news is that Iran has, if you're just waking up to this, shot down one of our drones, according to our government, over international waters in international airspace.
Right.
This was a large drone, the size of wingspan anyway of a 737, and it's a spy drone. It spies on Iran, and they have shot it down over the Strait of Hormuz. So, at this time, a target list has already been drawn up for Trump to, you know, decide whether to strike, to respond. It was shot down by a surface-to-air missile from Iran. And unlike the whole mine situation that we just saw on the boats or on the tankers, this is going to be really easy to verify, not just for us, obviously, but for, you know, our other allied governments. You're going to be able to look, see very easily that this happened. And the Iranians are now saying they're ready for war. They claim they shot the drone down over their airspace. We'll know the truth of that before too long as other governments are weighing in on this. This is just breaking this morning. It was shot down 17 miles from Iran, according to our government. And again, it was used to spy on Iran. And where it was shot down was very near to the area where the two tankers last week were hit with something. And the other four tankers last month were hit. So it's all kind of in that same space.
And don't get too worried. If you don't know a whole lot about military things and military aviation, don't get too worried that the Iranians were able to shoot down an unmanned aircraft of the U.S. because this is not like one of our fighters, bombers, or manned reconnaissance aircraft.
Good point.
It has no defensive capability whatsoever. It is there to simply used for reconnaissance, to monitor situations, and it is a relatively large wingspan, slow-moving aircraft that is flies high. Many times with over areas where the U.S. already has control of the airspace or there is limited expectation of there being any offensive action taken against it. It's a disposable asset. I mean, it's expensive and you don't want it shot down, but it literally is a disposable asset. But you don't go. You can't allow another nation to shoot down one of these things in international airspace. And here's the other thing that sort of irritates me as well. The useless nations, as I usually refer to them, the UN, where are they? Where are they? You have an attack on an aircraft in international airspace. Yes, it's a U.S. military drone, but it's in an area where the UN should immediately be calling for the Iranians to stop this. The Iranians have bombed, whether it was torpedoes or whether it was mines or you know whatever they used. The Iranians most likely are responsible for the attacks on two or four different oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. They've attacked a U.S. and downed a U.S. Military plane. Where's the useless nations? They are useless. There's nothing going on here. Where's the Security Council?
Let me see how good I do at writing the press release they'll put out. Calling for calm and investigation. They're going to want a long-term UN investigation, something that will take months,
I bet you. Exactly.
They're going to call for calm and no retaliation and mediation or something like that, some sort of group think thing where at the end of which they will issue a letter, a strongly worded letter. That's what they will do.
The Russians and the Chinese will be the very ones to come out and start talking about U.S. aggression. And the Chinese, and this kills me when the Chinese start talking about international diplomacy and U.S. aggression. This coming from the nation that claims Taiwan as a piece of its mainland, a piece of its property, and also is building islands in the sea so it can extend its so-called borders out into the sea there in that area and preclude any other nation from, exploring for oil or doing shipping or flying military aircraft. They're literally building islands in the ocean, and then claiming it's Chinese territory. And this is the nation that is wanting us to calm down.
Right.
They need to
But those talking points are written for CNN and MSNBC to confuse the American public. They know that the media will take Iran's side before it will take America's. And that's what this is written for. Let's jump on the line in the Ingalls Advantage talk line with Rick in Easley. Hey, Rick.
Good morning, Tara. How are you?
Good.
Going back to the caller you had right before the news talking about why don't we hit the nuclear site, we don't have to. Benjamin Netanyahu will take care of that little problem for us. If they go ahead with their uranium enrichment, like they're threatening to do, I believe they said they would be past the terms of the agreement in 10 days, Israel will take out the nuclear threat from Iran. They're not going to let it happen. And I guarantee you, Mossad knows exactly where everything is. Their people have got maps of their underground facilities and know exactly where they're at. And President Trump will make sure they've got what they need to take care of the job.
Yeah,
that's my opinion, anyway.
Yeah, no, and that's great. And here's the thing. I mean, this whole Iran shoots down American drone over international waters thing, this is a tremendous opportunity for Trump to this kind of aggression, especially if they continue it, to just go ahead and take care of the Iranian problem. I mean, the way you take care of it is you take out the nuclear facility. It doesn't matter if Israel does it or we do it. But you're right. I wouldn't be surprised if Israel did it. Here's the thing, though, I want to catch you on. What you're repeating mainstream media talking points. They act like Obama stopped the enrichment and now it's starting. And you're going to see a play on that today. Like Obama had solved the problem. They're going to blame Trump for this. And they're going to say Obama solved the problem with this wonderful nuke deal, and that but for Trump scrapping the nuke deal, see, now they're enriching again. But Rick, they never shut down the main heavy water facility in Iran. It's called Arak.
ARAK.
They've always been enriching and creating the kinds of nuclear material needed to load onto these missiles. That never stopped. In fact, we gave them protection to do it in the Iran deal, because remember, if they were accused of doing the enrichment for nuclear purposes, for attack purposes, let's say military purposes, then we could come in, remember, or the IAEA could, but they would have to wait 24 days, which was about how long it would take them to shut down all the evidence. And so they never stopped the production. So all they did was stop calling it military grade and started calling it, they just need that for something else. It never stopped.
I agree with you 110%. I was just quoting what I read Iran had said in the media about in 10 days. But I'll bet you my 401k, they never slowed down a step.
Well, we know they did.
I trust them about as much as I trust North Korea.
We gave them protection to continue doing it. I mean, Iraq never shut down. The kinds of nuclear material produced there could be used, militarily in a nuclear missile. They never stopped making it. We just started calling it something else. Oh, and we gave them, tens of billions of dollars to pay for it in the Obama deal. Oh, and by the way, you know how this works? This is the hysterical part. If they're somehow accused of making this for military purposes, then it's referred to an international committee on which Iran has a vote, and you need an anonymous vote to reimpose the sanctions. Well, that's never going to happen because you're never going to get
unanimous vote.
What?
You give them veto power over being investigated.
That's what they have.
It's craziness. We cannot, the world, we can't, screw the world, we cannot let them get a nuclear bomb. Because the next thing you know, it'll either be going off, one will be going off in Tel Aviv or in New York, if not both. I mean, it's just a simple fact of life. Those people they're radical fanatics. And that's, for crying out loud, I'm preaching to the choir, I realize. But it just cannot be allowed to happen. We cannot let them.
And this is why this is, Rick, both a crisis, but also a tremendous opportunity for Trump. And they've just given him cover. I mean, I'd be sitting there just, wow, what a great menu. You know how you said it with a menu at a great restaurant, you just can't decide what to order? That's Trump today. Do I take out the missile facilities? What do I take out?
When you said a while ago that they were giving him a list of possible targets, mm-hmm. I had a picture in my mind of him checking them all off one at a time. Hit this. Just get them all. Just go ahead. If these are all viable targets, just hit them all.
Yeah, and, you know, and again, the Democrat talking points are already to be written right now. I know what I'd write today in these newsrooms, that we would have peace if Trump hadn't scrapped the nuclear deal. And let me ask you, go ahead, Rick.
Sure. No, I was just going to say, you're absolutely right. The mainstream media is the mouthpiece for the propaganda wing of the Democratic Party, and they're going to find a way to make it Trump's fault, and Barack was a hero, just like they're trying to claim that the economy is the Obama-Biden economy. It's weird to me that when it was going bad when he was in office, it was George Bush's fault, and now that he's out of office and it's good, it's not Trump, it's him. And it's just... They drive me crazy with this junk. It's stupid.
Yeah. Well, but they're desperate. Hey, so listen, Rick, thank you for your call. I'm going to lay this out in the next segment in a way you're not going to probably hear anywhere else. It's going to make a lot more sense to you what's going on with Iran. This is an act of desperation, not aggression. I mean, it's aggression, but it's aggression born of absolute desperation. You'll see why. I'm going to give you a hint. Trump's got him by the cojones.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, I want to take you back. You're probably waking up to this morning. Iran has shot down one of our drones. It's a big one. It's got the wingspan of a 737 over international waters, about 17 miles from Iran. President Trump has already been handed the target list for retaliation. He does not need congressional approval for that because it was shot down in international waters. So he's got a veritable menu of options in front of him, and I can't imagine he's not excited about that. But what is going on here? Okay, the first thing to understand is that Iran is desperate. Because remember, Trump scrapped the Iran deal and reimposed the sanctions. And, you know, we have updated you on this. I mean, they are killing, shooting, torturing, and whipping people who are protesting in the streets because they're hungry. The Iran economy is in a desperate mess. And the people are beginning to rebel. They have been for some time. This has been going on in Iran. And so they need something to keep them in power and to keep the Iranian people focused on a more, you know, farther away enemy, which would be Trump and America. So this is why they're doing this. And this is a huge risk for them, is they've just given Trump an opening to do virtually whatever he wants to retaliate against them. But if you notice what they hit an unmanned target. They're hoping the retaliation will be unmanned as well. In other words, where they might hit missile silos, missile sites, that sort of thing. Minimum civilian casualties is what Iran is hoping at this time, so they can then use it to try the Iranian leadership to try to keep themselves in power. That's what's going on here. Okay? But how do we get here? See, what's really ironic about this, and you're going to hear the Democrats today say that we have this problem because Trump scrapped the Iran deal and Obama had it all fixed and they weren't going to enrich any more nuclear, whatever. That's all a lie. Okay? That's going to be complete crock. Let's go back to how we got here. Do you know what precipitated the Iran deal? Do you remember? Most people don't. The Wall Street Journal pointed it out today. In 2012, Iran attempted to shoot down another of our drones. Isn't it interesting they picked the drone? In 2012, Iran attempted to shoot down another one of our drones. This one was over the Persian Gulf. Our response at the time was to cut the Iran deal with them. That was the opening salvo for the Iran deal. So what did they get? What did they get as a reward for attempting to shoot down our drones? They got billions of dollars on pallets of cash that we now know from Politico they subsequently used to fund terror, their weapons program, and the Iranian army. That's what they got. I mean, so you shoot down an American drone, they've had good experience with that. I mean, it worked out really well for them the last time they did it. Now, if you're concerned as a nuclear-armed Iran, There is one thing even an idiot would know that you had to do. You have to shut down the Iraq, A-R-A-K, Iraq, Iran's A-R-A-K, Iraq heavy water nuclear facility. That's the big one. That's the one that contains, that they were enriching a heavy water reactor that contains plutonium suitable for a nuclear bomb. We let them continue operating the heavy water facility under the Obama deal. They just had to say they weren't going to use it for a bomb. Yet. Because remember, the Iran deal said after 5 years, they would be allowed to buy the missiles specifically created to develop a nuclear warhead from China or Russia with our support. So we gave them the ability to keep operating facility as long as they said, oh, we won't use it for missiles. We let them buy the missiles within 5 to 6 years after the Iran deal was passed to deliver the nuke to our shores or somebody else's. Gave them that check. But wait, no, they said they stopped. Well, we don't know that. Because remember, if they were accused of using the heavy water facility to make nuclear grade stuff, plutonium suitable for a nuclear bomb, what would happen? Well, they would be a waiting period of 24 days and the International Committee would come in. Well, that's exactly how long you need to clean up the evidence. But then the International Committee would come in, right? Well, who sits on the International Committee? Someone from Iran. What do you need to reimpose sanctions? A unanimous vote. You think the person from Iran's going to reimpose sanctions? Oh, heck no. So you got to understand this Iran deal this way. The Iran deal was aimed at funding the nuclear program, providing the missiles on which to deliver the nukes, and providing cover for the creation and enrichment that they needed to do to produce the nuclear-grade material with which to hit us. There is no other way you can look at that deal. We've explained this extensively. Trump came in and went, my God, they're going to hit us with that. And so he scrapped it. He had to. No responsible human being could leave your country in that amount of danger or other countries that are our allies. So he scrapped it. And he ended, he put sanctions back in place. So that's crippled their economy. And are desperate. So, I mean, look at the media is going to tell you that Obama had this problem solved. He did not. That Iraq facility, A-R-A-K facility in Iran, never for one day stopped. And you know that the Democrats and Kerry and Obama knew they would produce a nuclear bomb. Because why else would you allow them in the deal to buy the missiles specifically needed to deliver a nuclear bomb? What would you need those for if you didn't have a bomb? In 5 to 6 years, about the amount of time it would take them to create the bomb. It was cover to create a nuclear weapon. Trump scrapped that, but in the process destroyed their economy. And now they are having trouble holding back the hungry people in the streets. That's where they are. And so they need a fake war with the U.S. and to claim to their people they are battling aggression. That's where we are. By the way, all of this is a man-caused disaster caused by Obama. So do not forget what happened the last time Iran hit one of our drones. They were rewarded with billions of dollars and the ability to make nukes. So to them, there's no downside. The Democrats taught them that.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Texter writes, it never ceases to amaze me how quick all punditry becomes neocon talking points, shaking my darn head. You would prefer we let Iran do what it wants? So here's the deal. I don't believe the deep state. I don't believe a word that comes out of the Pentagon. Not since Obama cleaned it out. And I warned you about this last week. I warned you about this. And I even pointed out that the Japanese and the Norwegians were not calling for war with Iran after those tankers were hit. And that the CEO of the Japanese company that owned the tanker even disputed the Pentagon's account. No, it wasn't hit with mines. Do I believe my own Pentagon or do I believe the Japanese? After Obama cleaned it out, I probably go with the Japanese. You can't trust these people. You can't look at the Pentagon. You can't look at our military the same way either. Not even under Trump. You have to understand that. So when people like Lindsey Graham were calling for, you know, blowing up the Iranian Navy, But here's the thing with an Iranian hit on our... I'm very skeptical about the deep state, okay? Here's the thing with this Iranian hit that just happened. You're just tuning in this morning. On our drone. It was a drone in over international waters and international airspace. The mine is a little complicated to document. A surface-to-air missile hit from Iran is not. It's very easy to document. And so not only will all of our satellites and spy equipment pick it up, so will everybody else's. So if the deep state were trying to use this as a false flag for war, which they've done before, you know, brought to you by the same people who brought you, but Saddam has weapons of mass destruction. Yeah, I know. I'm skeptical. I'm not stupid. This is easy to document. This is you can't hide this. You can't make this up. They either did it or they didn't. And we're going to find that out later on in the day as others come forward with the satellite evidence. This is different. So when you have Iran doing this, they have hit our drones before. Yeah. Oh, Joseph in Greenville's on the line making a point. He is reading my mind that I wanted to make next. I'll let Joseph do it. Hey, Joseph, on the Ingalls Advantage talk line.
Hello, I'll steal your thunder.
Yeah, please do. I get paid either way. Go ahead.
That's nice. For the most part, Iran has behaved itself for the past two and a half years, for the most part, for them. And all of a sudden, there's an election year coming up. And all of a sudden, they're meeting with John Kerry behind closed doors with smoke and cigars and all that good stuff. And do you think it's maybe a coincidence that now they're starting to misbehave in an election year to get Trump in some type of a conflict that would be unpopular with the American people just in time for 2020?
Nope. It's exactly what they're doing.
Well, I thought Mr. Kerry was an American. Why would he want a conflict where people are going to die just to get elected? Or to get his people elected?
Well, I mean, Mr. Kerry lives in America.
Okay.
That's a different thing than being an American.
Oh. So in other words, by any means necessary.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay. I understand now.
Right, good. No, and you have made my point better and more succinctly than I probably would have in this segment, Joseph. You've done an amazing job. And I want to bring it out a little bit more. When Kerry, you remember this, when Kerry met with the Iranians, he did a couple of things. The first thing he did was to tell them to hold on to the Iranian nuke deal, right?
Yep.
The second thing he did was to go on the Hugh Hewitt show and throw it in Trump's face that he had had the meeting, which is patently illegal. He's the former Secretary of State. He is not the current. You cannot conduct your own diplomacy. That's illegal. He wanted Trump to know. He threw it in his face that he had undermined him with the Iranians. What is the message when Kerry sits down with these people? It doesn't matter what he says. Kerry's a Democrat. We got this. We're going to beat Trump in the next election. Hold on. We're going to let you do what you want. Just hang in there. But anything you could do to help us would be appreciated. That's the quid pro quo. You don't have to say it. Just sitting down with them is enough.
Isn't that foreign interference?
Well, yeah, I mean, don't misunderstand. Now, if Pompeo was to do this to the next, you know, our current Republican Secretary of State was to do this to the next Democrat president, by God, he'd be in handcuffs. That's illegal, Joseph. You know that, right?
But why do we sit here and take Kerry doing that and not being in handcuffs? That's the question.
Who's going to arrest him? I mean, what agency will prosecute him? Got to have an agency to prosecute him. I would, too. But, I mean, you got a Department of Justice right now that is set to allow 56,000 illegal immigrants and foreign nationals to vote again in Texas. They ain't said a word. There hadn't been an FBI investigation. I mean, so we're talking dual justice here. I mean, Kerry knows they own the Department of Justice. He knows it.
So what is Trump doing?
The best he can. I don't know how to answer that question. I mean, this is why... Joseph, it still hangs in the air. You know, does Trump control the Department of Justice? I mean, Trump himself told us that he sent Sessions in there and Sessions failed to take control of it. Is Bill Barr in control of the Department of Justice, or is he actively plotting against the United States of America with the rest of the Department of Justice. I don't know, but day in and day out, it doesn't look really encouraging. I keep hoping he'll surprise me, Joseph. That's my answer to the question.
I'm going to go back to bed, Dan. I've had it.
Well, don't give up yet. I mean, if we'd gone back to bed before the last election, my God, can you imagine the country we'd be living in today?
Nope, I cannot. But
don't give up hope.
It's just frustrating.
It is very, very frustrating. But no. Okay, we've gone down a sort of negative path. Let's just comfort ourselves with the very positive image of Trump sitting there with his list of retaliation options, which has already been given to him on Iran. And not a damn thing the Democrats can do about it because they hit us in international airspace. The president doesn't need their permission. He'll do whatever he wants. I can just see the smile on his face looking at the menu of options. It's going to be fun to watch. So buckle up, Joseph. Don't get depressed. This is a war, okay, for control of our country. We are deep into it, and we're much further along. We have gained much more battleground than we had going into the 2016 election. It's going to be a long war. Buckle up and enjoy watching the fireworks, because there will be fireworks in Iran. All right, Joe, if you're just waking up to this, word on the street is Iran has shot one of our drones, unmanned drone, out of the air in international airspace. That's where we are. And just as I predicted, I've been monitoring the CNN site. I know how their little minds work. I used to work in a liberal newsroom. They have written almost exactly what I said they would write. This escalating tension with Iran is Trump's fault. See, because Obama solved the problem. No, there's escalating tension with Trump and Iran because Obama allowed Iran to continue creating a nuclear bomb. That's the purpose of his Iranian deal, was to give them cover and the funds to create the bomb. And now not only do they not have the cover or the funds anymore because Trump scrapped the deal, their economy's on the skids, their currency's about to collapse, and people are hungry. And they're having to kill them and shoot them and imprison them to keep them from protesting in the streets because they're hungry. That's why Iran has done this. They're desperate. But here's the CNN spin. They're going to lie all day long. Here's why, this is the headline from CNN. Here's why there's rising tension between the U.S. and Iran. Some guy named Fred explains how tensions between the U.S. and Iran have been on the rise since the U.S. pulled out of the nuclear agreement. So this is, they're going to say it's Trump's fault. It's Trump's war. It's Trump's fault. He's just starting a war. He's trying to start a war. He's a warmonger. He's like Bush. And Obama had to save us from Bush. I told you they'd say it. They already did. I mean, I practically, almost word for word, just wrote. I wrote earlier on the show how they would skew this, and it's a total lie. It's a total lie. And I'll continue to explain this throughout the show, how the Iran nuclear deal, and there's only one thing you really need to understand about it. If you're going to save the world from a nuclear armed Iraq, there is only one thing you really have to do, and that's take out the Iraq heavy water facility, ARAK, Iraq. And so all of the negotiations before Obama had always centered around shutting it down. It's a heavy water facility. The Obama folks are like, keep it. Really? Yeah. Y'all keep it. Here's billions, $12 billion on pallets of cash. It's pallets of cash. Here, have it. Which we now know from Politico, they have used to help further their weapons program and to enrich the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. We know that. So we gave him cover. We gave them cover to enrich the uranium. Because remember, we could inspect, but we'd have to wait 24 days so they could cover it up. They've never stopped enriching nuclear-grade uranium. They never have stopped that. It's still going on today. Trump just said, okay, y'all want to do that? Awesome. You're going to starve, though. And so these Mueller's, their Mueller's are desperate. And they need to look like Trump's the war, make it look like Trump's the warmonger to pacify the people who are in the streets. That's all this is about. They want Trump to hit them. And believe me, he will.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.